quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
705 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A couple of our hang-up points this morning. In addition to the rush hour, crash is on Maryland 95 southbound. So jam through Calverton trying to get down to the Beltway before you get to that Beltway split to go to the inner or outer loop. That's where we have the crash. Watch for the flashing lights. Again, that's southbound 95 coming through Calverton. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, we did have an earlier crash south near 197 south of Laurel area. That's been cleared, but still quite slow in each direction. If you heard me talk about the accident on the American Legion Bridge, quickly, that was cleared, everything to the shoulder. Coming through Tyson's, watch for the volume again up to the Legion Bridge, but no major drama there. Lanes are open. Route 7 commuters, after you pass the Georgetown Pike, watch for the stop and go. Heading up toward your Colvin Run interchanges, crash reported right in that stretch. And for 395, the accident past Duke Street sits to the shoulder. In fact, it looks like just one car, so barely a distraction now. And DC 295 merging slowly off of the Beltway to get up toward Blue Plains, had the crash along the right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's check the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high temperatures expected for us here today, out ahead of a strong cold front headed our way. Mix of clouds and sun. Could see a few showers late with a high near 80. Rain tonight near 50. Showers and much cooler tomorrow, lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Warrenton, 61 in Germantown, 59 in Washington. Jared Kushner is reportedly feuding with his father-in-law's chief of staff over Kushner's access to classified material. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Buell Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
At AM 630.
Hey, good Wednesday morning, 7:07 on WMAL. Joining us at 7:15, our correspondent from South Korea, Steve Kostenbaum, to talk about the Olympics. At 8:05, Elizabeth Schultz with the Fairfax County School Board. Talk to her about solutions to keep our kids safe in school. And at 8:35, it's Mark Levin. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonnais.
MS-13, it's a concern, and despite what you hear on MSNBC, it's not just one that Fox News viewers have. A lot of people have concerns about this. The Center for Immigration Studies has been tracking this, and they're out with a new report this morning about where MS-13 is and where they have been committing crimes. For more on this, we turn to the Center for Immigration Studies, Jessica Vaughn, who's the Director of Policy Studies there. Jessica, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Glad to be with you.
Now, I'm always glad to get your insight on immigration. Not glad to see, though, that in our area, Maryland and Virginia make your top four of locations where crimes by MS-13 members have been committed. Tell us what you found.
Well, we took a look at about 500 cases of MS-13 arrests that were reported in open sources, basically from prosecutors and in the news media. And we found that while MS-13 is a problem around the country in 22 states, it is especially a problem in several areas, namely New York, California, Virginia, and Maryland. And this is related to the resettlement of unaccompanied minors from Central America who arrived illegally starting around 2012. Gang investigators have noticed that a high percentage of the MS-13 members that they are arresting in increasing numbers in recent years are kids who arrived here in this surge, and that has enabled MS-13 to rebound. And they have done so with great brutality. Almost half of these cases, 207 out of 506, were murder cases. And a number of them were attempted murder. This is a gang whose signature is violence, brutal violence and intimidation. That's how they operate. And they've been terrorizing communities, especially in the Washington, D.C. metro area. And this is a gang that federal authorities were able to really stifle a number of years ago by using immigration enforcement, in particular, very aggressively. And that is something that is going to need to be used again, but officials federal officials are stymied somewhat by the proliferation of sanctuary policies that prevent cooperation between local law enforcement agencies that want to work with ICE and the feds. And that's going to have to change going forward if we want to get a handle on this and stem this crime spree.
You note in the report that the median age of these MS-13 gang members is 23. How is it that young people, so many young people are involved? And is it flourishing within the United States or in any way, or is this just coming from El Salvador? All the gang members are from El Salvador.
Well, the majority of them are from El Salvador. 88% of the ones who were identified by their country of citizenship were from El Salvador in the set of cases that we looked at. And this is consistent with what I found from years of studying this. And one of the things that makes this such a problem is that they do aggressively recruit young people. There was a case up in Frederick recently where an MS-13 gang member who was already here, who got DACA, was working he got a job because of DACA as a custodian in a middle school there, which gave him access on a daily basis to a pool of young children to recruit into the gang. And after he was arrested, investigators discovered that he had been told by officials in El Salvador to take advantage of the lenient catch-and-release policies at the border to bring in new recruits from El Salvador of a young age. And that particular clique did that. And this group has caused a lot of mayhem in the schools up in Frederick County and in that area, committing crimes and terrorizing people. And it's a serious problem there. Frederick County in particular does take its cooperation with ICE very seriously, and they have a good relationship. But there are a number of jurisdictions in the D.C. metro area, such as Montgomery County, Prince George's County, now Fairfax County, that have imposed these sanctuary policies on local law enforcement agencies, and it's going to make it more difficult for them to eradicate this public safety threat.
Now, before 2012, when the majority of these members started to come into the United States, they came in, as you said, as unaccompanied children. So was there already an MS-13 presence in this country, an MS-13 in El Salvador? Just said, you know, obviously a very powerful gang network, obviously a criminal enterprise, said, hey, we're going to take your kids, we're going to send them to the United States without the parents knowing that they were actually just sending them to become gang members in the United States. Is that what happened? Was there already that element in this country?
Well, MS-13 started in Los Angeles, really as a failure of border security when there was a large influx of people coming from Central America. And MS-13 was started by a group of violent thugs who, you know, fit right in the Los Angeles gang environment and started the gang and then decided to spread it across the country in the early 2000s. And the Bush administration initiated a special program led by ICE called Operation Community Shield to disrupt and dismantle the gang by using immigration law enforcement. And they made some progress and moved on to other gangs. But there remain some MS-13 members here. They just were not as powerful, were not as numerous. And then immigration enforcement declined a lot during the Obama administration, and the administration put restrictions on ICE on what they could do, even with respect to gang members. So they were able to rebuild their ranks. And then when this influx happened, not only did it allow the gang to bring in more members who were already members in El Salvador, but also there was this pool of newly arrived young people, mostly males, you know, teenagers, who are descended, you know, put into schools, and they were just a
yes.
perfect pool of recruits for the gang to take advantage of. And that's what they've done. And, you know, the result has been horrific in some communities with the increase in violence. And I should add, yes, the members are young, but their victims are young, too. The median age of victims we found was 19.
Yeah.
Jessica, in the 15 seconds we have left, is the President Trump addressing this and how?
Yes, the president has directed his agencies to do what they can to combat MS-13, but Congress needs to step in and take some steps. There's a bill before the House now known as the Secure America's Future Act that would help the federal government go after MS-13 and other transnational gangs and also address the problem of sanctuaries. And hopefully we'll see that emerge from the House before too long.
It's a troubling report. We're really glad that you're looking into it, though. It's important we get the facts on this. Jessica Vaughn, appreciate you joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks so much.
Glad to have you. 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Virginia through Shirlington. Just be careful here right near Glebe Road where you make the exit. Had the crash. They quickly limped over to the right safety zone. So they're not blocking anything, but they definitely crowd that right lane. But everyone's using it cautiously. So 395 again past the Glebe Road with the incident. No problems beyond. But of course, it's the morning rush hours, so stop and go past the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. We do have the crash on DC 295 northbound. This will be as you leave the Beltway, affects the trip as you head up toward Blue Plains that have been along the right side. That's been there for quite some time. Now, through Calverton, Maryland, south on 95, south of the ICC as you head down toward the lane divide for the accident. And through Laurel, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, still quite slow each direction. Southbound crash, south of 197. Looks like that was moved over to the shoulder. 270, a lot of delays here this morning through Urbana, Hyattstown, Clarksburg, and then really I'm just seeing a heavy slowdown take you all the way down to the Beltway. On the American Legion Bridge, crash in Loop gone. That was cleared to the shoulder quickly. And on Route 7, after you pass the Georgetown Pike, stop and go up toward the Colvin Run interchanges. Please tell me that crash, however, is to the shoulder. So a little bit better news there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, we've got sunshine today and clouds mixed. We're facing record high temperatures though today. I expected a high of 79 degrees. This could be a nice warm lunch for you. Tonight, rain showers this evening with overcast skies overnight, a low near 50 degrees. And then tomorrow, cloudy with showers, a high of 53. Right now, Reagan National, it's 58 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
Time for your Olympic update live from Pyeongchang, South Korea. It is Steve Kostenbaum. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. Well, good evening.
Yes, good evening for you. I there are so many things. Let's talk women's hockey because they're pretty much our only hope at this point in the game to salvage what has been a dismal Olympics for the United States. I believe, when does that game air, tonight or tomorrow night?
It'll be tonight for you, tomorrow morning for me. It's, you know, Team USA is doing still well. Consider that we have 92 countries here, and the United States is in the top six right now in the medal count. So it's perspective. You know, the Scandinavian countries, they always do very, very well in the Winter Olympics. And the Americans are still winning medals. They just haven't wound up on, you know, in the gold position as much as American spectators would like them to. So yeah, I think they're still doing great.
Isn't that because, like, the Dutch, like, skate down the canals or something? Isn't that what? Isn't that
pretty much?
Isn't Katie Couric's point on that? Yeah.
They're on skis, like, age two. So, you know.
That's right. They can ski before they can walk. All right. So we have some competition there. That's true.
Yeah.
What else has taken place in the Olympics? I've seen that the men's team on the hockey side eliminated by the Czechs.
What a horrible way to end a good game. It went into overtime, 2-2. No one scored in overtime. They went to a shootout, and the United States lost to the Czech Republic 3-2. One goal, one shot. Made it in. Yeah, very, very heartbreaking end to their time here at the Olympics. The women, however, as we just said, will be in this epic rematch of the 2014 Sochi Games for the gold medal against Canada. And then this is still fresh for me. I know it happened last night for the American viewing audience, but this morning here, Lindsey Vonn competed in her very last Olympic downhill event, and she was just 47/100ths of a second off from the Italian gold medal winner. She won a bronze, Lindsay. And, you know, she did so as the oldest female American to win a medal in an alpine event And, you know, she said if she could keep doing it, she would.
I love racing in the Olympics. I love racing. I love being in the starting gate with so much pressure. You feel suffocated, but somehow you will yourself to give everything you have, and you throw yourself down the mountain in hopes of a medal.
You know, she was competing against people who were, you know, a dozen years younger than her. So, you know, it gets tougher each year, she said. And there were a lot of Americans in the crowd waving American flags to be there to root her on. And there were some who said that they came out because they wanted to support her after she was attacked by Twitter trolls over a remark she made about President Trump. And I told her about those folks in the stands.
That makes me feel really good. You know, for all the people that say bad things, there's 10 more that say nice things. And it really means a lot to me.
And, you know, here's another perspective. Three of the top seven slots in the women's downhill were filled by American skiers.
So regarding the attendance of Americans at the event, were any Americans opposed to her, though? I mean, I hear in the United States there is some division over Lindsey Vonn, given her comments regarding the president of the United States. Any Americans in attendance who were brave enough to don, say, a MAGA hat and yell at her during the actual events?
I didn't see any, and I went up into the stands to talk to folks, and I didn't see any of that. Everybody was there to root her on. And the other American women, they finished Lindsey Vonn in third. They also took fifth and seventh place. Really spectacular performance for the American women of the Alpine ski team. And they have one more event, one more chance for Lindsey Vonn to medal in the combined event. And then there's a team event coming up after that.
You know, it seems that the American women are doing really, really well. You had Americans Keegan Randall and Jessica Diggins, who got us our first Olympic cross-country medal since 1976. They beat Sweden by 0.19 seconds in the women's team sprint relay on cross country.
That's right. And go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, it just seems like the women are doing really well.
They are, and they did really well in the Summer Olympics, too. And I really enjoyed covering the women's basketball team in Rio, and I'm now looking forward to covering the women's hockey team here in the gold medal round. And the women on the Alpine events, they've been just fantastic. And by the way, some of these women in skiing, they've overcome such horrific injuries. Lindsey Vonn, one of her teammates had a bone fracture where the bone was literally shattered just above the knee, and it was broken in 32 place it, like shattered into 32 pieces. She somehow recovered and is skiing and came in fifth place. I mean, you know, these are incredible women. Unfortunately, it wasn't great for the women in figure skating. Did you watch that? What happened in the short program?
I did not actually watch it, but I heard what happened.
So it's not a spoiler if I tell you what happened.
Please
tell us. Yeah.
Okay. So all three American women figure skaters either stumbled or fell on their first jump in their short program. So they finished 9th, 10th, and 11th in the short program in figure skating. And Mariah Nagasu was really upset because, you know, she tried to do that triple axel again, which she completed successfully in the team competition. When she got off the ice, she was not happy.
I'm mad about it, but, you know, when it came time to do the axel, the timing just wasn't right, and it didn't happen for me today, but it's been happening in practice, and it happened in the team event, so I know I can do it, and so I'm just going to keep learn from today and head into the free skate.
So they'll be in the free skate on Friday,
yep.
But they're competing against two really, really good Russian teenagers.
Well, that was quite a noise she made. That's something else. Steve Kastenbaum, thank you for your update from South Korea. We'll look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.
My pleasure. Take care.
All right, 724 on WMAL.
Refinancing or purchasing a home? We're a local mortgage lender with the absolute lowest rates. 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com.
Let's talk about savings. You hear me tell you about Thompson Creek and how Thompson Creek is different because they do it all. But you realize that if you buy your windows from Thompson Creek, you're buying factory direct. And what that does is that cuts out all the middleman markups that go into the price that you pay if you use a typical contractor. Because again, factory direct, you're not paying for an installation crew. You're not paying a dealer sales rep commission. You're not paying a manufacturer markup. They
build their own windows right here locally. They do it all. They design the windows. They build them. They install their own windows. So it takes out all of those markups that normally you would pay. Now, that's on top of all of their special values. Now, right now, you can buy one window. You get one window 40% off on top of all of the savings you get by buying factory direct from Thompson Creek. Call 855-57-CREEK now. It'll eliminate the middleman. Get those savings. 855-57-CREEK. See thompsoncreek.com for details.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're still struggling a bit. DC 295 northbound as you merge off of the Beltway. In fact, it's slowing the Beltway, even coming out of Virginia to get across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. So before Route 1 Alexandria and all that volume, folks, focus to go north on 295 to the crash before Blue Plains. It's still in the right lane, heading the other direction with the morning volume rush hour to the Wilson Bridge. And then the merge slows almost back to Route 5. So be prepared. Looks like a lot of commuters heading toward Livingston Road and 210 northbound north of the Beltway as well. Now, top side of the Beltway, 95 to George Avenue. Pretty normal volume there. I know it's tedious, but that's what you got. And on the 270 through Urbana, Hyattstown slowing. Clarksburg most of the way down to the Beltway. It's a slow go on that 270 trip this morning. Route 7, trying to see some improvement here now that the crash out of the travel lanes. Eastbound 7, almost back to the Georgetown Pike. Getting better, though, the closer you get toward the Colvin Run interchanges due to the crash now out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high temperatures expected today. Partly sunny skies for us here today with a stray shower possible this afternoon near 80. Better chance of rain tonight near 50. I'm Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 58 degrees in the nation's capital, 726 on WMAL.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I know where you've been, and I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my staff is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable home for you. We offer general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as teeth in a day. And I can provide solutions to years' worth of dental problems in as little as one anxiety-free visit. At McMillan Sedation Dentistry, you have options to ensure you're completely relaxed, whether it's taking a small pill or having a board-certified anesthesiologist on hand. You'll rest comfortably through the entire procedure, and my staff will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. Call us today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Diabetes can cause kidney problems that lead to dialysis, neuropathy that can lead to amputation, vision impairment that can lead to blindness, plus heart disease and stroke.
Hi, I'm Corbin Burnson. If you suffer from type 2 diabetes, I have great news for you. Help Your Diabetes' simple yet powerful natural approach has helped thousands of diabetes sufferers lower their blood sugar and get off their medications, often in a matter of just a few months. Discover how our proven, safe, and natural methods can help you get your health and your life back.
Well, I think it saved my life.
My A1C has gone from a 7.8 to a 5.9.
No, I'm not taking any medication at all. I really feel like this saved my life.
Help Your Diabetes, the all-natural doctor-monitored program for those who suffer from type 2 diabetes, is now available to the public. Learn how you can reverse your diabetes. Call 703-891-9502. The first 20 callers get a free consultation and a free A1C test with results in just minutes. Call now, 703-891-9502. 703-891-9502.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-457-1337. That's 800-457-1337. 800-457-1337. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Democrats are fighting amongst themselves because they do not know how to handle the President of the United States' tax cuts. Nancy Pelosi on the stump yesterday trying to insist to people that they're not a good thing. Her incredible pitch and whether or not it's going to work for the Democrats this year, all ahead. 7:30 now on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station.
Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Some Florida high school students are in Tallahassee today trying to persuade state lawmakers to take tougher action on gun control, but already some legislation's gone down to defeat.
A bill that would have banned large-capacity magazines and assault-style weapons like the AR-15 used in last week's deadly school shooting failed. Some of the survivors from that massacre visibly upset as the vote was counted.
The next step!
Buses carrying more students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School made their way to the state capitol, where they hope to talk to lawmakers about this very issue on Wednesday.
Correspondent Andy Rose. Meanwhile, some students from three Montgomery County high schools plan to walk out of class this morning and go to a gun control rally they're organizing on Capitol Hill. D.C. Schools Chancellor Antoine Wilson has resigned after being caught breaking the rules he wrote in order to get special treatment for his own daughter. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
It became very clear to me over the last several days that Chancellor Wilson would be unable to successfully lead the schools, having not been able to regain the community's trust.
For now, Dr. Amanda Alexander is interim chancellor. Kids in Massachusetts lead the nation in achievement on advanced placement exams. Massachusetts edged out Maryland for the top spot in the rankings assembled by the nonprofit College Board, which administers the exams. And a Northern Virginia man has been charged after police say he swung two samurai-style swords at officers the other day. Fairfax County Police say 19-year-old Eric Perez of Alexandria is now charged with several counts, including brandishing and disorderly conduct. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,965, the NASDAQ at 72,34. Sports sponsored by Timeshare Exit Team. Alex Ovechkin scores his 36th goal, but the Caps lose to the Lightning. The U.S. men's hockey team loses in Pyeongchang, and Lindsey Vonn takes the bronze in her signature event, the Ladies Downhill. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
That timeshare you're not using can be passed on to your kids, along with the increasing maintenance fees, whether they want it or not. Learn your exit options at timeshareexitteam.com or call 844-981-EXIT, 844-981-EXIT.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The big screen store's big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end-of-model year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The big screen store's big close out blowout is a once-a-year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the big screen store's big once-a-year closeout blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
It's Larry O'Connor, and I've got my friend and coworker JJ with me.
Hello, Larry.
So we've both gotten healthy with the MP Winnerty weight loss, and now you're down to...
I've lost 50 pounds in about 3.5 months.
That's phenomenal.
Thanks. And they asked me at my last weigh-in, what have you gained now that you've lost all that weight? And the answer is, honestly, myself. I got myself back.
Wow.
Because, you know, my metabolism, it had slowed down. I'd accepted myself as this overweight guy who couldn't change. But the truth is, EMP 180 has given me back the me that I always knew was there.
That makes me so happy to hear.
I appreciate that. So if you're out there, maybe you've tried other plans and given up. Maybe you kicked off the new year at the gym and now, you know, not so much. Do what I did. Call EMP 180. It is not too late to get yourself back.
Yep, and do what I did. Call EMP 180. EMP 180. It's in Tyson's Corner. Now Marylanders can visit the Rockville office on the web at EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 855-888-0180, 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today. Isn't it time to finally have LASIK? Hey, it's Larry O'Connor letting you know that's what I did last year to improve my life, and now it's your turn. Dr. Witten has performed more LASIK procedures than any surgeon in the area. Are you tired of your reading glasses like I was? Dr. Witten is one of the leading surgeons to correct reading vision as well. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Witten or Dr. Shilpa Rose. Call 301-825-5755 or book online at wittenlasereye.com. wittenlasereye.com, where you'll see the difference.
Did you know it's National Time Management Month? Well, here's a great tip for managing your time. Wherever you're driving, don't park. Spot Hero. With Spot Hero, you can literally save hours by not wasting time searching for a parking spot. And you'll get an incredible price. Just search and choose from tons of options near your destination and pay using the app to reserve your spot. Then head straight there. No more running late. Plus, take $10 off your first spot with promo code FAST. That's promo code FAST.
7:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. DC 295 northbound as you come off the Beltway. I'm just getting the all clear from DDOT. Finally, that longstanding crash cleared from the right lane. Now what we need to do is clear the delays off of the Beltway. In fact, out of Virginia, that's where the Beltway slows. Coming through Alexandria on that outer loop stretch, cross the Wilson Bridge to go north on 295, and then that inner loop combined with the morning rush hour delays, we're back near Route 5. And again, all to go 295 north up toward Blue Plains, where DDOT crews say they've just cleared, reopened that right lane. Now, let's go Virginia, Manassas area. Always have a lot of volume on Davis Ford Road, but exceptionally slow this morning because of a crash. If you're heading on Davis Ford Road and you're getting up northbound right, we need to turn left or right onto Yates Ford Road under police direction for the crash there. On 66, it's been about the volume, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks toward Nutley Street. On the inner loop of the Beltway, we are bunched up from 66 to the Legion Bridge due to the crash, which sits on the shoulder, and that's the focal point distraction there. 270 Urbana, Hyattstown, and now Clarksburg down to the Beltway. A lot of stop and go. Now from Garage, update is sponsored, sorry, by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Unseasonably warm temperatures for us here again today. Mix of clouds and sun, could see a few showers late. Record high temperatures expected with a high near 80, rain tonight. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Leesburg, 62 in Waldorf, 57 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning to you. 7:37 on this Wednesday morning. Joining us at 8:05 is Elizabeth Schultz. She's with the Fairfax County School Board. We're going to talk to her about what they're doing, solutions they're looking for to keep your kids safe in school. And at 8:35, the great one, Mark Levin, joins us. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonies.
All right, people really like tax reform. It's going well so far. As soon as the effects started hitting people's paychecks, they were noticing, going to their bosses. We've spoke to some of you who told us, I had employees come to me, and they were like, hey, I think there's something wrong with my paycheck. I'm getting too much money. I'm supposed to be paying more in taxes. We need to fix this because I don't want a big tax bill at the end of the year. No, that's your money. You get to keep more of it, and that's thanks to one guy. President Trump. Oh, and the members of Congress who actually got this thing passed. And it's pretty amazing. I wish I was a fly on the wall for every conversation like that across the entire country, because what's ended up happening was, I think it's a 26-point swing in popularity. The media had said this is going to be a big disaster, and they were in, the media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself to steal Chris Plant's line. But the point is, you've got this situation where people were told one thing, and now the opposite thing is happening. And so the approval rating of the tax law specifically is flying way up, and now it's just a touch over 50. I don't think it's easy to get Democrats to agree to much of anything. You could tell them, you could give them each $1 million, and they still wouldn't approve of it. But as long as Trump did it. But we're getting to the point where it's a much more popular law, and Democrats are grappling with it. They do not know how to deal with it. The questions are, do they blunt it? Do they go out and try and convince everyone, actually, this is a piece of garbage, and it's not enough. Therefore, you should think less of it and not be so enthusiastic about it. Or do they ignore it entirely and focus on Trump the person? Go after him. Oh, he's horrible. He tweets too much. He says mean things. He uses bad language. He hates the wrong people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Go after him for stuff like that. So the Democrats are actually tortured on this question, despite the fact that in a midterm, normally the party out of power has all the advantages because the party in power often does not do well in this midterm phase. This is an uphill battle for the president of the United States in the midterm phase. So Nancy Pelosi hit the road this week to talk about this.
Go ahead, the Mary. Road is in a traveling sense, not hit the road like she's leaving.
No, she's not leaving. She went out. She's on tour.
I would like to note that you said that they're mad because he doesn't hate the right people. And I thought that's interesting. I wonder which people he should hate, according to the left.
The NRA.
Oh, right.
That's one of them.
I'm sorry.
That they like
I'm
to
sorry.
See him hate.
All right. I didn't know there was acceptable.
No, there's a
hatred.
List.
Okay.
I have it. They sent it to me. Nancy Pelosi, she was at a town hall in Arizona yesterday trying to discuss the effects of the Republican tax proposal. And as she was discussing them, a brave voice decided to heckle one Miss Nancy Pelosi. Listen to this.
These issues about the tax cut and then the cuts to initiatives that help people, that's part of the budget.
It's an exciting
speech. The national budget should be a statement of our national values, of what is important to us as a nation, which makes us strong and builds for the future, should be reflected in our budget. But what we have seen here is the complete opposite. So this isn't about Democrats or Republicans. This is about the United States of America, about our children's future. And again, it can't possibly be a statement of values for us to talk about.
Oh, boy.
As Martin Luther King said, God really didn't intend. Let me
we need a heckler now.
God really didn't intend, never intended for one group of people to live in superfluous, inordinate wealth while others live in abject, deadening poverty. These are kitchen table issues, though, for America's families, because most people are not in deadening poverty, but some are. But most people have to struggle to make ends meet. So now we're not talking about that. So in any event, now I can I'm a mother of five. I can speak louder than anybody.
Speak louder than anybody.
How much are you worth, Nancy Pelosi? Are you living in abject poverty? She says to Nancy Pelosi, he's worth somewhere in the vicinity of $20 to $100 million. Various estimates conclude. So this notion that, it's just crumbs and everyone's living in poverty. Not Nancy Pelosi. She's doing pretty well.
Most people have to struggle to make ends meet. So now we're not talking about that. So in any event,
the people hushing, the shh, the aggressive hushing going on in that room.
Well, it's interesting that she said, we're not talking about that. No, actually, we are. You brought it up. It's actually what you just said. So we are talking about that.
Well, they have this situation. Democrats, here's a headline on Fox by Joseph Weber. Democrats taking heat from allies for fixation on slamming tax cuts and Trump. And they go and they're talking about, the people who are involved in decision-making within the Democratic Party. Julie Green, a former DNC aide who now leads midterm campaign efforts for the AFL-CIO, says the following, quote, if we spend all of our cycle running against the tax bill, it's probably going to be a mistake.
Yeah.
There's a couple of people catching on.
but that's very true. This is something that these words are going to come back to haunt them. Crumbs, when Nancy Pelosi said it's just crumbs.
Crumbs.
Just those few words are going to be used in ads. This is what you're going to see coming up in midterm election ads. It's just crumbs. It's her let him eat cake moment.
No.
And I think you're right. They have to let this tax cut thing go because they're just focusing on it and they're bringing more attention to it.
It's not crumbs. These are the extra McDonald's french fries hanging out at the bottom of the bag. And you want to eat them. 744 on WMAL.
They're changing the tax rules again. What does that mean for you? Join Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services for The Retirement Key, Saturday afternoons at 2 on WMAL.
They call those the Baglers, by the way.
The Baglers?
Baglers, yeah. Selling your home, huge decision. Forget McDonald's french fries. Selling your home is a big decision. That's why you need an agent whose first priority is you, a professional with the experience to get you top dollar for what is likely your greatest financial asset. I suggest you call my buddy Frank Prindle. Frank's system for selling homes is phenomenal. It creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than your average local agent. Robert and Heidi of Purcellville, for instance, purchased their new home before selling their existing property. Quite a quandary. Working with another agent, their home sat unsold for months. That's when they turned to Frank. He generated multiple showings, sold their property over their asking price. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Frank Prindle's been endorsed by Sean Hannity. He's got the exclusive support of Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran in Metro D.C., and I proudly recommend Frank as well. So call the only agent you need when you are ready to sell your home. Call Frank Prindle at 855-234-SOLD, 855-234-SOLD, or online at itrustfrank.com. 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 395 slows off the Beltway toward Duke Street, off and on to Shirlington. Now, we had two separate incidents. They were cleared out of the travel lanes, but that keeps us below speed. Right after Glebe Road, you do catch a break until you get onto the 14th Street Bridge. That's the scoop there. Onto the Beltway through Annandale, slow. Very little break, but then you'll hit heavy delays. Now, we had the crash on the American Legion Bridge. It was quickly cleared. However, even though it was on the shoulder, that's really taking our attention. So delays before you get to 66 off and on to the American Legion Bridge fan. Coming off the Greenway and onto the toll road through Herndon and Reston, slow. On Route 7, eastbound approaching Colvin Run Interchanges, if you heard me talk about the crash, that has been cleared. 270, it is a slow go here this morning. Once you get through Urbana and Hyattstown from Clarksburg down to the Beltway, onto the 270 spur with that stop and go. Take you into town off of 50 and through the Baltimore-Washington Parkway through Riverdale, heading onto New York Avenue, slow. Kansas Avenue right near Farragut Street, that's closed with police activity in Northwest. That's shut in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high temperatures expected for us here today out ahead of a strong cold front headed our way. Mix of clouds and sun. Could see a few showers late with a high near 80. Rain tonight near 50. Showers and much cooler tomorrow, lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 58 degrees in the nation's capital, 747 on WMAL. All right, the president, he's not a big fan of CNN and MSNBC, if you haven't heard.
Since when?
It's been about a week or at least.
Huh.
At least. Bad ratings CNN and MSNBC got scammed when they covered the anti-Trump Russia rally wall to wall, he says. Remember, contained in these indictments is this notion that Russia was organizing both pro- and anti-Trump rallies. And guess which ones CNN and MSNBC covered? The anti-Trump ones. So Trump's view now is like, you dopes, you covered a Russia-organized rally against the president of the United States. Here we go. They quote from Trump, they probably knew it was fake news, but because it was a rally against me, they pushed it hard anyway. Two really dishonest newscasters. But the public is wise, Trump tweeted. So the president knocking them for being suckered into foisting Russian propaganda on the American public. It is kind of true. If you think about it, the largest vehicles for dissemination of this Russian propaganda ended up being CNN and MSNBC by extension. I mean, like, I think like 8 people saw it on Facebook. There was more than that. But the point was CNN and MSNBC all in on supporting these rallies. Now, granted, they didn't know, we presume, that Russia was involved. Of course, they just saw a good opportunity for an anti-Trump rally to be featured on national television.
Isn't there a picture of Michael Moore at one of these rallies?
Yes,
right?
Michael Moore attended.
Yeah,
I love that part of it.
But this is the scary thing behind all of this. Take the ha-ha funny jokes about Russia and all this stuff out about this. The scary thing is we're hitting the point where you don't know what's real and what's not real. And there's no way of knowing what's real and what's not real. And that's a really scary place to be as a society. Because you can very easily be played, and swayed one
but
way or the other.
But the answer to
it.
That is not to censor the environments in which we communicate. Then that seems to be where all the pressure is. We need to censor Facebook. We need to censor Twitter. We need to censor what people see and consume. That's not the answer. The answer is never less speech. The answer is always more speech. Let people communicate. Let them have unfettered access to one another. And let's actually think of Americans as being capable of sorting out this stuff for themselves. Americans are smart people. They can figure it out. They're becoming increasingly media literate day after day after day. The answer is not to censor the information that appears in front of them. It's just my rant for the morning.
You're right, though.
Meanwhile, CNN has fallen below the Hallmark Channel in primetime viewership.
The Hallmark Channel has some really good stuff on it. They kill in the ratings at Christmas with the Christmas movie, so I'm not surprised.
So sappy romance outpacing dopey conspiracy theories yet again. 750 on WMAL.
Have you ever been one of those unhappy customers that walked away thinking, if I ran that business, I know what I'd do? Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the law firm Cordell & Cordell. I felt that way years ago after my divorce, but I never did discard those ideas. And today, that vision forms the foundation of the firm that you know as Cordell & Cordell. And basically, that vision was a divorce firm dedicated to serving men with a client-centered focus on the things that clients value most, such as attorney preparation, regular client updates, and same-day return calls. And in turn, this result-focused operating system would be monitored by a client care representative. The result, a truly interactive link between our performance and your satisfaction.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
At MGM National Harbor, we've made free money a reality with cold hard cash. Have you gotten yours? Spring is coming, and our grand prize of $100,000 in cash will be awarded March 2nd. With 2 weeks left to enter, just swipe your M Life Rewards card and you're in. Free to play every day for prizes and entry. MGM National Harbor. Daily play, daily win.
Visit mgmnationalharbor.com/promo for complete rules. Person must be 21. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is David Muir with ABC's World News Tonight. You live in a very special place for news, where your local news is world news. And you can trust our team to cover it all and get the day's latest breaking news straight to you when you get home tonight. First, ABC 7 News at 6 with Jonathan Elias, Michelle Marsh, and Chief Meteorologist Bill Kelly. Followed by us here at ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30. Together, going straight to the heart of the story, no matter if it's next door or nations away. ABC 7 News at 6, followed by ABC's World News Tonight at 6:30 on your side tonight.
I'm vibrating off my seat at a height of about 6 inches.
Excellent. Well, let's check in on how the money's doing as well. And let's go to the CNBC news desk and Landon Dowdy.
Hey there, Vince. Good Wednesday to you. Well, Wall Street's coming off a Dow drop of more than 250 points. Dow component Walmart, those shares fell 10% on weaker than expected online sales. Meanwhile, futures are mixed this morning, but the Dow is indicated to drop about 60 points at the open. Weekly mortgage applications tanked even more than last week as rising rates make homes less affordable. The numbers are getting uglier for potential home buyers and homeowners looking to save some money. Meanwhile, Google is trying again to challenge Apple Pay. In with Google Pay and out with Android Pay and Google Wallet. They just didn't catch on. Google Pay stores digital versions of your credit cards, your debit cards, and suggests stores to visit. Lowe's is hosting a national hiring day today as it looks for more than 50,000 full-time, part-time, and seasonal workers. And you can just walk in, get interviewed, and get hired starting at 10 a.m. this morning. Bill Gates will reportedly appear as himself on an episode of The Big Bang Theory next month for the first time. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving.
If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and two hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs, and they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment, and they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age. Me too, just saying.
7:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading to the American Legion Bridge. The earlier morning accident quickly was cleared out of the travel lanes but put to the shoulder, and it's really distracting this commute, darn it. So from before I-66, watch for delays. We're almost linking up out of Springfield now to get up to the American Legion Bridge. And in the backups in the Merrifield area between 50 and 66, crash just reported. 395 slows most of the way heading out of Newington towards Shirlington, Pentagon 2, and across the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Heading into Georgetown over the Key Bridge, inbound had the stalled along the right lane. We have heavy delays, Canal Road, MacArthur Boulevard, Foxhall Road, with that heavy volume all down toward Georgetown University and M Street. Just that morning rush hour slow go. Update sponsored by Page Publishing. Now, have you written a book? Learn how to get it published and potentially sold online and at bookstores. Call Page Publishing now for your free book publishing kit. 800-470-4833. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high temperatures expected for us here today out ahead of a strong cold front headed our way. Mix of clouds and sun. Could see a few showers late with a high near 80. Rain tonight near 50. Showers and much cooler tomorrow, lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
In the nation's capital, 59 degrees, 7:56 on WMAL.
What do you want to be when you retire? You need a plan because you're likely to live a lot longer than you think, thanks to medical technology. But technology is also threatening your job. So now, more than ever, you need to make sure you're preparing properly for the future. Come learn how at our brand new seminar. You'll learn how to stay employable in this age of automation and protect yourself and your kids from the costs of caregiving. Also, how to invest your money so it lasts as long as you do, and much more. We have 6 seminars in Maryland and Virginia the week of February 26th, weekdays at 1 and 7. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The Envy Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping Kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money or partnering with the Envy Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government-secured returns up to 18% annually and how to buy highly discounted tax-delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-795-5658 now to get your free kit. Call 800-795-5658 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-795-5658. That's 800-795-5658. Call now.
Bray & Scarf is rocking the appliance world. Because while President's Day is over, our President's Day sale is still going on. Come in today and discover the aggressive offers we've put together on all the top brand name appliances, including deep discounts, exclusive double rebates on select GE Profile and KitchenAid packages, and the lowest prices guaranteed. You'll save $600 on a 24 cubic foot GE French door refrigerator, just $18.99. Or get $260 $70 off a Maytag Energy Star top load washer with a huge 5.3 cubic foot capacity, just $6.29. Bray & Scarf is the number one local and independent appliance dealer in Maryland and Virginia, known for expert advice and personal attention. It's our biggest sale of the year. So if you're even thinking about buying an appliance in 2018, this is the time. And Bray & Scarf is the place. Visit any of Bray & Scarf's 13 locations or go to brayandscarf.com.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, CNN has a really great idea on how to stop gun violence. We should let children vote because they're going to vote the right way when it comes to this.
And yeah. One Fairfax County official has her own ideas on how to protect children. Surprisingly conventional. It involves guns. We'll explain. Elizabeth Schultz will join us next. It's 8 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Buell Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. New this hour, a U.S. Park police officer is being treated for a gunshot wound this morning after being injured in Northwest Washington. Authorities say it happened about an hour ago on Kansas Avenue Northwest. The police are investigating to check whether the shooting may have been an accidental discharge. Students who survived the Florida school shooting a week ago today are preparing to flood the Florida Capitol today, pushing to ban the assault-style rifle that was used to kill 17 people. But one key piece of legislation has already failed in the Florida House.
It's a bittersweet day for them. It is the one-week anniversary of the massacre at their school that killed 17 of their friends and teachers. They say they are going to use the inspiration from those victims to find strength in their meetings with about 70 lawmakers today and the Republican governor, despite suffering that legislative setback already.
Correspondent Diana Gallagher. It's not just in Florida where teenage activists are making their voices heard today. Some students from three Montgomery County high schools plan to walk out of class and go to Capitol Hill. The students plan to leave class this morning, take Metro to Union Station, then march to the Capitol for a rally in support of legislative action on gun violence. Later today, President Trump will meet with students and parents to hear their concerns about school safety growing out of last week's Florida killing spree.
Last night, the president tweeted about one legislative proposal he might be willing to support. Quote, whether we are Republican or Democrat, we must now focus on strengthening background checks, end quote. Students and parents who've written to the president asking for him to hear them from Parkland in the week since the shooting there will get Mr. Trump's ear at the listening session late today. Also, survivors of victims from Columbine and Newtown, Connecticut will be on hand. Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There was reportedly going to have been a high-level diplomatic meeting at the Winter Olympics last week.
A scheduled meeting between Vice President Mike Pence and North Korean officials was canceled at the last minute by Pyongyang. President Trump gave Pence the approval to meet with North Korea with a major caveat. The U.S. wasn't going to back off on demands that Pyongyang drop its nuclear weapons program.
Correspondent John Lawrence. It's another black eye for the embattled D.C. public school system as Chancellor Antoine Wilson resigns just a year into the job.
Chancellor Wilson admitted to violating his own school lottery rules to move his daughter to a different school.
He is a human being that made a mistake.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says she expected Wilson's tenure to be a bit longer, but
we are still working with one of the best systems anywhere in our nation.
Chief of Elementary Schools Dr. Amanda Alexander stepping in as the interim chancellor.
You can't help or prevent somebody from doing what happened in this situation.
Councilmember David Grosso, chair of the Education Committee, says the search for the next chancellor will start soon.
I went through this search, we all did, just a couple years ago, and we'll follow a very similar process.
At the Wilson Building, Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
More than half of Marylanders say in a new poll that they personally know someone who has struggled with opioid addiction. The Goucher College survey out this morning cast new light on the crisis that was labeled a state of emergency last year by Maryland Governor Larry Hogan. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,965, the Nasdaq at 72,34. Sports American skier Lindsey Vonn brings home the Olympic bronze in the ladies' downhill.
Maybe I was too precise on the line, and maybe that's why I wasn't quite as fast today as I would have hoped, but I'm extremely proud to be on the podium.
The men's hockey team loses to the Czech Republic. NHL, the Caps lose to Tampa Bay. WMAL Newstime 804 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Set up your Amazon Echo to hear Chris Plant weekdays 9 to noon.
It's quite remarkable.
For one-time setup, say, Alexa, enable WMAL skill.
See how that works?
Then to listen, just say, Alexa, open WMAL.
It's apparently that easy.
More details at WMAL.com.
You get more for your money at Thompson Creek. If you don't buy your windows from Thompson Creek, chances are that you will pay a middleman markup that increases the price without adding value. This is Mary Walter with some important information for you. When you think about replacement windows, think about all the costs in a typical supply chain. There are a lot of middleman markups that go into the price you pay if you go through a typical contractor. You pay the manufacturer markup, shipping costs to the building supply company markup, the sales commission for the building supply company sales rep, the dealer markup, the sales commission for the dealer sales rep, and the installation. Crew, that's a lot of markups all rolled into your price. Well, Thompson Creek is different because they do it all. They design, build, and install their own windows, which are built locally in the Thompson Creek factory. Buy factory direct and save. Call 855-57-CREEK now to eliminate the middleman and save 40%. Buy one window and get one 40%.